You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. It's a Tuesday edition as we broadcast live again from Bot Radio Networks, Christian Broadcast Company, who've been nice enough to have me in their studio. And outrage as the president of Columbia University cancels all in-person classes until the end of the academic year for 37,000 students across four campuses after losing grip of the anti-Israel mob. I thought these were peaceful protests. These are why are you closing down the school for peaceful protests? I don't understand. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Yeah. It's because they are the today's youth, the people on campuses around the country, and the paid-for agitators who are the same people who were there for Occupy, who were there for Antifa, who were there for Black Lives Matter, have infected these children, and they are the new brown shirts. They are the new brown shirts. The same brown shirts footage you've seen of 1938 in Germany, where that movement took over university campuses across Germany. Yeah, yeah, you knew that? Oh, and Germany started expelling Jewish professors and banning them from campus in 1933. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, history repeating itself. Carrie Lake actually put up, in 1933, the Nazi regime started purging Jewish professors from their universities. Today, a Jewish professor was barred from campus at Columbia. Yeah, yeah. I said, by the way, months and months ago, way back in October, I said that the anti-Semitic movement that happened right after the faux hospital bombing that the mainstream media, Andrea Mitchell said, did not happen, that it actually happened, it was real, that Israel was going after hospitals. I said it was bought and paid for, and I was right, 100% right. I could see it coming, because right now, the Democrat Party has a template. Every 4 years, they're going to burn the country. Every 4 years, they're going to find something to set the country on fire. Every 4 years, they started with George Floyd, a man who died of natural causes because he was high on fentanyl, among other things in his system, a career criminal, and they blamed it on police officers, and they burned America. They burned their way across America. A Marxist, leftist, communist cabal burned their way across America, murdered their way across America, and nobody was held accountable for it. And here we are 4 years later. And they're doing the same thing. And the trigger was originally the supposed bombing of a hospital in Gaza. It never happened. But now it is the supposed massacre of Palestinians by Israel, even though Israel is defending itself and wiping Hamas off the face of the planet so they can never do again what they did on October the 7th. With the brown shirts, with the Nazis, it took years for radicals after World War II to forget the Holocaust, to try to erase the Holocaust. It took days after October the 7th, and we have children on these university campuses who have been brainwashed as badly as the Hitler Youth of Nazi Germany. And I'm done. Done with it. This Manoush Shafiq, another one of the leftist Karens who've been promoted to university professor at these institutions across the country, she needs to go. Bye-bye. Every ounce of money that goes to any of these institutions, Berkeley, MIT, Yale, Harvard, Columbia, all of it needs to stop. Every damned dime. I'm really glad that higher education is being outed for its radical leftism. But we didn't realize how bad it had become. We didn't realize that history, the history that we've dreaded the history that we swore would never happen again, never again, we never imagined it could start here. And it could be here. But I'm going to tell you, it's a very small group of individuals, and they need to be snuffed out. Their movement needs to be snuffed out. I'm not talking about killing people. Shut up. I'm talking about if they bring this stuff to my neighborhood, if they bring their anti-Semitism and terror to my neighborhood or my university campus, and they strike first, we hit back. And we end this nonsense. End this nonsense. Now, I had mentioned to you before that a highly confidential leaked document revealed that the Iranian military guard had a role in directing an international campaign aimed at disrupting the world economy to protest against Israel. This is real. An opposition figure and activist, Vahid Beheshi, released a confidential letter signed by Brigadier General Majid Kazemi, dated March 11, 2024, titled Support and Encouragement of Palestinian Actions Towards Political Isolation of the Zionist Regime, addressed to Colonel Mohammed Zadafir, the Deputy of Cultural and Psychological Operations of the IRGC Ground Force. And it is determined to implement significant support measures for April the 15th. That was when all the traffic was stopped around the country on bridges and on roads to airports and other rallies with the aim to achieve political isolation of Israel. This is a political movement intended to cause as much chaos and instability as possible, which are the exact goals of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The regime of the Islamic Republic has on multiple occasions stated clearly that their goal is to destroy the modern society and build a globalist Islamic state. The video called for to blocking of logistical hubs to stop the flow of traffic. That happened on April the 15th. And this continues today. And it is bought and paid for. Who buy? Well, Alex Soros has visited the Biden White House 20 times. The 37-year-old son of Alex Soros recently took control of the mammoth multi-billion dollar Open Society Foundation, has visited President Biden's White House at least 20 times. George Soros nonprofits gave tens of millions of dollars to anti-police groups and initiatives in 2021. Nonprofits in liberal billionaire George Soros' Open Society Foundation's network dropped over at least $35 million into anti-police groups and initiatives in 2021. The financier's nonprofits continued to push in 2021 by passing large sums to groups that back defunding police hubs used by progressive activists, aiming to dismantle law enforcement, among others. They were also involved in funding Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And our government and our Democrat Party, they are the ones behind it. They're down with it. That's why Joe Biden couldn't come out and say that what is happening on America's campuses should be shut down, should be stopped immediately. He tried to straddle the fence by saying we also need to understand the Palestinian perspective, to which I say, no, hell no. September the 11th, 2001, Palestinians threw children candy to celebrate the deaths of Americans on 9/11. Those children grew up to be the attackers on October the 7th. Hamas was put in power in 2005. They have since taught an entire generation of children to hate Israel, to despise Israel, and want to take Israel out. And the strike on October the 7th was their admitted goal. Now this has come to our shores. This is the president of Columbia University, Manoush Shafiq, right after 9/11, saying that terrorism is justified as a form of protest.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists, not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
Yeah, so you just murder a bunch of innocent people. That's the kind of armchair elitist leftist nonsense that they've been spewing for decades. And she brought it to Columbia University. And now it's time to defund Columbia University. Yeah. And it's time to find those responsible for this, hold them accountable, imprison them. This is not protected speech. It has never been protected speech. That we have Jewish students across the country who are terrified to go to class is absolutely unacceptable. We cannot have this exist. It cannot continue. Here is Alan Dershowitz, a loyal liberal Democrat who even realizes this is a very, very dangerous time in our history.
I completely agree with you, 100%. It was absolutely outrageous for President Biden to create a moral equivalent, the same kind of moral equivalence he complained about in Charlottesville, between anti-Semitic protests, which he condemns, and then he says, I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. What an outrageous moral comparison. Nobody could in any way support what Hamas did, yet these kids are yelling, I am Hamas. We want to repeat the rapes over and over again, 1,000 times, and he's equating that morally with people who reasonably believe that what's happening to the Palestinians is largely the fault of Hamas. It's absolutely outrageous, which is why I wrote a column today arguing that what is happening on college campuses today may be worse than what happened on January 6th.
Well, of course it was.
Maybe worse than what happened in Charlottesville.
Well, of course it was.
And thank you, Bob Kraft, for cutting off all your aid to Columbia. Nobody should contribute to these Ivy League cesspools, which have become incubators for the worst form of anti-Jewish racism that I've known in my 85 years of life.
By God in heaven, I will not, and I know you will not, allow history to repeat itself. Coming up, I've got more audio coming out of Columbia University. Also, the trial of Donald Trump. They are debating whether to hold him in contempt and put him in jail. Good luck with that, Judge. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
You condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
There you go. You know, it's kind of like, I condemn the Hitler, but I completely get what he does with those death camps. It's, you know, I completely understand what. There's Joe Biden attempting to straddle the fence on that which cannot be straddled, which is rampant anti-Semitism around our country. It is absolutely unexcusable and cannot be allowed to continue. And these universities who fomented this garbage need to be defunded. And it looks like until the end of the semester, Columbia University has been. They're going to be doing hybrid learning because it's so dangerous to be a Jewish student there. Unbelievable. And the university president, this Manoush Shafiq, literally said right after 9/11 that she could understand the terrorists. Yeah, because, you know, the socioeconomic conditions in these countries, I don't particularly agree with how they get things done, but I agree with the sentiment. Yeah, kind of sounds like what Joe Biden just said, doesn't it? Yeah, this is brand new from Jim Gossett on the Rob Carson Show.
Defund them, must defund them. Columbia is getting worse each week. The destruction of Israel they seek. And it's sanctioned by their president, Shafiq.
Nice, nice.
Can her, need to can her. Her response to hatred has been weak. Anti-Semitism's hit an all-time peak. And it's time to fire President Shafiq. Donors, losing donors.
Bye-bye.
Columbia's future's looking bleak. When they lose their funding, they'll be up a creek. That is why they need to fire. What an awful hire. Why they need to fire Mr. Shafiq.
Yeah, they need to completely defund Columbia University, among other things. And that this has been allowed to grow on university campuses is unacceptable. I did a video on Twitter today and on Instagram and whatnot, where I talked about the unbelievability of what is happening. Here's what I had to say about that this morning.
Hey guys, how you doing? Did you see the video right after 9/11 of the University of Columbia president saying that terrorism is justified?
You'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually...
This is called moral equivocation.
...quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists. Not so much...
She's such an intellectual.
...because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
She's now saying that she's against terrorism, full stop, but this is a common theme among the academic left, that terrorism is justified, and if innocent blood is shed, then that's perfectly fine.
Kill another soldier now. El Qassam, you make us proud.
We as parents should not expect our children to be sent off to college and come back as rabid anti-Semitic Marxists.
And we shouldn't send our children off to college to come back as brown shirts. Brown shirts. Here is one of the students, Andrew Parker Stein, who was chased out of Columbia. He's a Jewish student, by the way, in case you didn't know.
A bunch of Jewish students came to campus to respond to the encampment. We just sang songs of peace. On the way out, a pro-Hamas mob started chasing us, calling us in the middle of campus, calling us inbred, that we have no culture.
Wow.
One of them grabbed my friend's Israeli flag in the middle of campus, carried it to a mob by the gate that were communicating with the angry mobs outside of campus. They threw hard objects at him. They started harassing him. They tried to light his flag on fire, and there nothing is done with this. And
every student who is here who is not a citizen, immediate deportation and expulsion. Every student who is from the United States who participated in these anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic protests need to be expelled, and it needs to go on their permanent record.
After that, on the way out, we were talking to public safety. They started following us on the way out, and an angry mob of pro-Hamas students chased us off of campus.
Yeah, here is Alicia Baker. One of the
We've been calling this out for 6 months now. We know that these are anti-Semites using anti-Semitic
since
rhetoric.
The October 7th attack.
Since the October 7th attack. Since the first set of protests on October
12th. I told you it was AstroTurf.
October 12th. And now we see what happens when you don't shut down anti-Semitic rhetoric and you allow these people to feel entitled. You know, there were some arrests on Thursday. That was great. I commend the university for doing that. Guess what? They walk 20 yards to their left. They do the exact same thing on the other lawn, and they've been there since Thursday.
Yep.
And now they're harassing us. They're yelling, go back to Poland. You know, when they say we don't want no Zionists here and death to the Zionist state, you know, what's the game plan? Where should we go?
Right.
Now they're saying go back to Poland. We all know what happened last time the Jews were in Poland.
Yeah, exactly. This is terrorism. This is not protected speech. This results in people go to jail. This results in people being kicked out of school. This results in people getting kicked out of the country. That's it. It cannot be allowed to stand. We've had enough with leftist higher education. Now that leftist higher education has become the rebirth of the Nazi Party. I am not being in any way, shape, or form pejorative. That is happening, and it's got to stop. Coming up, the Godzilla of Talk Radio. Talk to Donald Trump yesterday. John Fredericks joins us next on The Rob Carson Show.
Who knows? I mean, they were, you know, Andrew on Saturday night had water thrown in his face. What if somebody had a gun or a knife? We never would have known.
Why do you say pro-Hamas?
Someone stood there saying Al-Qassam's, which is the military wing of Hamas, next target, while we were singing songs of peace, holding Israeli flags. And they stood there for 10 minutes, and no one did anything about it. If this was a peaceful protest, if you have one rogue who's doing that, if someone on our side did anything like that, we would shut them down immediately. Instead, they had people filming it and celebrating it while we stood there singing songs of peace, and it's all over social media, pictures of Al-Qassam's next targets.
I remember when I was in eighth grade, and we were given the choice in history class to watch Night in Fog, which is a documentary about the Holocaust and the liberation of the death camps. And for me, at that age, it was so horrifying. It still haunts me to this day, and I've never forgotten, and I've always felt a kinship with the Jewish people and a support of the State of Israel. And we've all said, never forget. We can never forget what happened. But it took the left literally weeks to forget the second Holocaust, which is October the 7th. And right now we have rabid anti-Semitism. This is not protests. These are Nazis on campus. They are bought and paid for Nazis on campus. And your kids are being indoctrinated. It's the boycott and divest Israel is what it's called. But it is anti-Israel. It is anti-Jewish. It is anti-Semitic. Here is Alan Dershowitz talking about some of the foreign students on America's campuses who are not qualified to be there, who are fomenting this.
Another major cause is this DEI program. Bureaucracy has now cost billions of dollars on college campuses, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those are the breeding grounds for anti-Semitism, along with intersectionality, which says, you know, Jews are the oppressors and Muslims are the oppressed.
Yes.
And free speech for the oppressed.
Cops are the oppressors and black people are the oppressed.
But no free speech for the oppressors. This is
white people are white supremacists and colonizers.
Also a function of admissions. Many of the students today who are testing are unqualified students. They were admitted because of DEI. They were admitted because Qatar and other Arab countries are paying for foreign students. These are not the best and the brightest students. They are the loudest students, but they are certainly not students who are looking out for the best interests of America.
I think that this is really, and God willing, is a turning point for the Jewish population and their devotion to the Democrat Party in the United States. I would hope that some have the common sense to see what's coming and remember what happened before. I don't have a lot of faith in a lot of Democrats because they put party before faith. Bernie Sanders, anyone? Chuck Schumer, anyone? Please, But Alan Dershowitz says he's considering not voting Democrat.
We're hearing nothing really direct from President Biden. He made a very disappointing statement. In the same breath, he talked about the demonstrators in passing, and he said, but you have to understand the Palestinian situation. No, you don't have to understand the Palestinian situation when people are calling for rape and murder and beheading. No, the Democrats are an extraordinary disappointment, and I'm coming very, very close to that red line. I am no longer presumptively voting for Democrats. I'm going to vote for whoever is the best candidate. That may include Democrats, but I have no loyalty anymore to the party that is the cause, a major cause of what's going on at Columbia today.
And I do believe Donald Trump, didn't he say a few weeks ago, if you're Jewish and vote Democrat, you're insane? Do you get it now? Do you understand that these are the people who will look at you and say, yeah, officer, they're there behind the bookcase. Do you not understand this? We are not immune to history repeating itself. Just because you have an iPhone, just because you have a nice place, just because you shop at Whole Foods, everything can go away in a heartbeat. Everything can go away in a heartbeat. We had Kristallnacht happen in the summer of 2020. Now it is officially anti-Jewish. Now it is officially a brown shirt movement on university campuses and in cities around the country. What else do you need? You can't wear a yarmulke on campus at some of these schools. Why don't you just wear a damn gold star? This is Robert Kraft. He is the owner of the Patriots. He's not going to send any more money to Columbia University, his alma mater.
We have our holiday going. I never thought I'd see what's going on in America, what's happening right now, and it really pains me to see it. You know, we have our holiday going on now. It goes back to memory of thousands of years ago where negative things were happening, and the same is happening now in this great country that offered so many opportunities to our families who came here as immigrants, and we have to keep it open. We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges, and the hate continue to grow and multiply the way it is.
Yeah, this is New York City Councilwoman Inna Vernikoff reminding us of a term that many don't know, that the Nazis coined. And that is Judenrein, which means free of Jews.
I am in Columbia University. Behind me is a tent encampment. That is what the indoctrinated students have created here. This university is now officially Judenrein because all the Jewish students went home. And this morning, Professor Shai Davidai, who has been the single most vocal voice for the Jewish students here at campus, has not been allowed to come in. Hamas supporters, teachers, professors who are advocating for the murder of Jewish people and are glorifying October 7th, saying that October 7th should happen time and time again, that it was wonderful, that it was beautiful, the rape and murder of Jewish innocent children, women, and the elderly. Those professors are allowed to be on this campus, but Professor Shai Davidai is not allowed on here.
Yeah. It's time to shut them down. It is time for a beatdown. And I do mean that. If they strike at us offensively, it's time for a beatdown. I said this in the summer of 2020 when they were burning their way across the country and MSNBC was doing live shots saying that in front of burning buildings that they were mostly peaceful. At 30 people dead, one police officer in St. Louis, thousands of police officers injured, $2 billion minimum damage. Minneapolis, the neighborhood I lived in for years, uptown, destroyed, hundreds of businesses completely gutted, never going to come back, Chaz zones around the country, and nonsense. And here we are in another election year, and I told you that they were going to try and make the summer of 2020 into the summer of, or the summer of 2024 into the summer of 2020, and here we are. It doesn't take a genius to figure this crap out. But I'm going to tell you, we can't let this grow anymore. It's got to be shut down. Got to. This is Jessica Schwab. She is a Jewish student at Columbia. I want you to listen to these monsters on campus who are attacking Jewish students.
My name is Jessica Schwab, and last night my friends and I were surrounded by a group of pro-Palestinian protesters. They started looking at us like sort of funny, and they were like, mic check.
Repeat after me.
We have Zionists.
Boy, they're a bunch of free thinkers, aren't they?
Who have entered the camp.
They were like, let's form a human chain. Everyone lock arms, let's form a human chain. And we're going to push the Zionists out.
We are going to create a human chain. Where I am standing, so that they do not pass this point, and infringe upon our privacy.
Wow, I mean, cult members. He really did cult members. And then this morning, just like they did at the University of Missouri with Black Lives Matter, there are these Karen professors who are standing hand in hand to protect their little brood of Nazis on campus. I got to tell you, unacceptable, cannot be allowed to continue. This is Ron DeSantis telling what he does to these kind of students in Florida.
I can tell you this, in Florida, at our state universities, you know, there's a code of conduct. You know, you have a right to protest and stuff, but you don't have a right to harass other people. You don't have a right to put a target on someone's back based on their religion or ethnicity. And if you're doing those things, you know, you're going to be shown the door. I think these students, if they're foreign students on visas, their visas should be canceled and they should be sent home. That should just happen. Second, if it's students, American students, and they're violating code of conduct, you start expelling people, the behavior will change. Right now in higher education, particularly in those schools up there, the inmates run the asylum. And so the students do this stuff knowing there's not going to be any repercussions. The minute there's repercussions, you will start to see a change in behavior.
I'm glad that they've exposed this. I'm glad that this has shown us who is in charge. I'm really glad to see that. And we saw it, you know, three months ago, Elise Stefanik grilling three Karens in charge of three major universities, all exposing the rampant anti-Semitism that exists there. And then yesterday, there was a trigger that was pulled, and I'm hearing reports, and this doesn't surprise me, that not only are these students on campus doing these protests, but they are being infiltrated. There are tents that are the same color. The same thing happened with Occupy. The same thing happened with Black Lives Matter. The same people. This is Antifa, and they're all girded to make 2024 into 2020. And I ain't going to let it happen, and you'd better not let it happen either. It's a time for all of us to come together. I don't care if you're black or white. I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. This has to end. You have to make a commitment to end it yourself, to find like-minded people. And if you have to defend our Jewish brothers and sisters and our country, because Joe Biden is trying to straddle this issue. Joe Biden is trying to appeal to Dearborn voters who are radical Islamists who hate America while also trying to maintain the Jewish vote. And it's not going to work because it cannot succeed. Okay? This cannot succeed. Let's take a break. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to get to the Donald Trump trial, the possibility of Donald Trump going to jail for contempt, among other things. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Yeah, but they are also calling for the elimination of Israel and the death to all the Jews. So there's that. Unbelievable. And here's Joe Biden agreeing with AOC on that count.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days.
Actually, we just heard that. We just heard that. So let me try and find the Joe. Oh, here's this is kind of good. This is in New York City. Actually at Columbia University. Jews being called pigs. And then saying, "We are Hamas, long live Hamas."
Keep it moving, you Zionist pricks. Keep it moving, you Zionist.
Peaceful protest. That's peaceful protest, right? That's what AOC says. That is peaceful protest. Really? No, that's terror. That's terror. That ends in a lot of people getting hurt and a lot of people dying, just like happened last century. And we've got to stop it from happening again. Here's Joe Biden agreeing.
Bernie, you're the best. And Representative Ocasio-Cortez in New York, you know, I learned a long time ago, listen to that lady.
Yeah, listen to that lady. Listen to that lady. She, you know, she speaks a lot. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez shows the folly of allowing the ignorant to become office holders. And to be elected as office holders, the ignorant who don't understand history and don't understand anything. This is from Columbia Chat on Twitter. My husband just picked up our freshman daughter at school. He double parked and barged through the gate to get her on College Walk and escorted her out through a gauntlet of nasty protesters. She tried to put up with being on campus, staying strong and holding her ground, but the noise and viciousness finally got to her, and she couldn't sleep or concentrate anymore. My husband and daughter felt like refugees fleeing a war zone. And to top it all off, at the 116th at Amsterdam Gate, they yelled at my husband, "Go back to Poland." This is America in 2024. Unbelievable. Also unacceptable, I'll just say it, just absolutely unacceptable. Eric Adams, here's his limp-wristed protestation of what's happening at Columbia University.
What we are seeing playing out on many of our college campuses, and particularly in Columbia University, is hate. We're seeing vile language being used, and at no time should we
same
call
thing happened.
For the destruction.
Same thing happened in 2020.
Of anyone, should we call for violence towards anyone?
Same thing happened in 2020.
That is not what protesting is about. Now we have to go within the law in this country and in this city. Comments like that on the surface are not illegal. But if you use it to harass someone or menace someone, we're going to take appropriate action.
Well, then you just contradicted yourself. You said that comments like that are not illegal, and then you said we're going to take action. They are illegal. You cannot threaten people like that. You cannot do that. It is not legal to do that. To threaten people with death is unacceptable. Here's J.D. Vance saying that.
But I don't care what your underlying ideology is. If you're harassing fellow students, if you're preventing people from getting to class, if you're stabbing your fellow students in the eye with flags, you should go to prison. And I don't know why Joe Biden and the Democrats can't just utter the simple, basic truth that if you violate the law, if you set up a tent city, if you turn our cities or our campuses into garbage dumps for your political protest, you need to be forced to comply with the law. That's what we did back in the 60s. It's what we need to do today, or it's just going to keep on getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah, weirder and weirder. It's not weird at all. It's just unacceptable. It can't happen. It can't happen. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that today. I think we've said enough about it today, but I'll tell you, you should not expect your kid to go off to college and come back a rabid Marxist. It is unacceptable, and the butt is off the rose of higher education. It's done. It's over. My daughter goes to community college. I am perfectly happy with that. Absolutely perfectly happy with that. And more parents are beginning to realize that this is folly, that this is nonsense. It's a waste of money. And again, this is all bought and paid for. George Soros nonprofits gave tens of millions of dollars to anti-police groups. I mentioned this. George Soros, by the way, is attempting to buy Odyssey, which is a group of radio stations, several hundred radio stations. And MRC director Brent Bozell Tuesday filed a formal petition with the FCC to request that the agency not fast track George Soros' attempt to take over Odyssey, the second largest radio company in the United States, between iHeartMedia. All right? Let's take a break and come back. This is The Rob Carson Show. All right, hour number two of The Rob Carson Show. Judge Mershon is threatening Donald Trump with jail for contempt. Jonathan Turley shows the absurdity of the case and its direct ties to the White House. And Democrats are trying to rehab Kamala Harris, but she's too stupid and nobody's buying it. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.